So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the machlekes of Rav Masna and Bar Pada regarding stam naziris, the standard or minimum amount of days for naziris, where the nazir himself did not specify. Rav Masna holds midairaisa stam naziris shloshim yom. Midairaisa, the minimum naziris is for 30 days, based on the pasuk, kol yemei neder nizrei kodesh yeh gadol para sa'ar roishai. The word yeh has a numerical value of 30. Bar Pada holds midairaisa stam naziris chav tes yom. Midairaisa, the minimum naziris is only for 29 days. Keneged nazir nizrei hamur matara lamed chasar achas. Corresponding to the 29 times the Torah mentions the word nazir. However, midirabbanan stam naziris lamed yom. The Chachamim initiated that naziris is for 30 days, because gezerah atu mefarish leishem yom, to avoid confusion with a person that specifies that he wishes a naziris of 30 days, in which case the naziris is for 30 days midiraisa. The Gemara also mentioned another machlokes between Rav Masna and Bar Pada regarding miktzas hayom kekulay, whether midiraisa the naziris completes even after a partial day, or only after a full day. Rav Masna holds, Amrina miktzas hayom kekulay midiraisa the naziris completes even after a partial 30th day. Bar Pada holds, lo yamrina miktzas hayom kekulay midiraisa the naziris only completes after a full 29 days. The Gemara on our daf continues to apply their machlekes to several cases cited in the Mishnah daf Tezayin. Misha amahareni nazir migaleich yoyim shloishim echad. If a person states, I take on to become a nazir bistam, he did not specify a time. Likat chila, he brings the karbanos and cuts his hair on the 31st day. However, im gilach liyoyim shloishim yatsa bidiyevit, if he brought the karbanos and cut his hair on the 30th day, the naziris is accomplished. According to Rav Masna, the ratio is straightforward, migaleich yom shloishim echad, because midairais is stam naziris lamed yom. However, the Sefer, which says that im gilach liyom shloishim yatsa, can be explained that this is so because miktzas yom kekulay yomrinan. On the other hand, according to Bar Pada, the ratio would say that migaleich yom shloishim echad can be explained that this is so because gezeira atu mefarish shloishim yom. However, in the Sefer, according to Bar Pada, is straightforward, im gilach liyom shloishim yatsa, because midairaisa stam naziris chavtes yom. However, im gilach liyom chavtes lo yatsa, because lo yamrina miktzas hayom kekulay. In the Mishnah's next case, hareini nazir shloishim yom, im gilach yom lamed lo yatsa. If he explicitly vowed to be a nazir for 30 days, and then brought the karbanos and cut his hair on the 30th day, the naziris is not accomplished. Lo rav masna lo yatsa, because bo'imer shleimen. In this case, he accepted naziris for a full 30 days, because as Tosef explains, shloishim yom lishni yiserehu. Being that the minimum is 30 days, he did not need to specify 30 days. Therefore, in this case, lo yishaycha miktzas hayom kekulay. On the other hand, according to Bar Pada lo yatsa, because lo yamrina miktzas hayom kekulay. In the Mishnah's next case, Mishnah nazir beis naziris, migaleich es rishayin yom lamed aleph, vashniya liyom samach aleph. If a person takes on two naziris bistam, then leketchili he brings karbanos of the first naziris on the 31st day, and the second naziris on the 61st day. However, v'migilach es rishayin liyom shleishim, migaleich es hashniya liyom shishim, b'diyevet. If he brought karbanos for the first naziris on the 30th day, then leketchili he brings for the second naziris on the 60th day. But v'migilach liyom shishim chaser echad yatsa, b'diyevet. If he brought for the second naziris on the 59th day, the naziris is accomplished. Lurav masna migaleich b'yom lamed aleph, because midiraisa stam naziris lamed yom. However, im gilach rishon b'yom shleishim b'sheinu b'yom shishim chaser echad yatsa. This is so because Rav Masna holds amrina miktzas hayom kekulay, and that yom shleishim oy lekan ulekan. The first naziris ends on the first part of the 30th day, while the second naziris begins on the second part of that same day and ends on the first part of the 59th day. According to Bar Pada, migaleich b'yom lamed aleph, because he holds of the gezeira atu mefarish shloishim yom. However, im gilach rishon b'yom shleishim v'sheinu b'yom shishim chaser echad yatsa, because midiraisa stam naziris chavtes yom. And also amrina miktzas hayom kekulay b'tchilasay. The naziris may begin even in the middle of the day, in which the first naziris ends after the 29th day, while the second naziris begins after the karbanos of the 30th day and ends after the 58th day. Moving on to that Mishnah's next case. Misha Amaharini Nazir. Nitma Yom Shleishim Seisr Esakoyl. If a person took on a Stam Naziris and became Tami on the 30th day, the Tanakama holds all the previous days are cancelled and he must start all over again. However, he must first wait 7 days to purify himself from Tami Meis, and only then can he begin a new count. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, Eina Seisr Ela Sheva. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with the Tanakama and says that the previous days are not cancelled. However, he does have to wait 7 days to purify himself and then brings Karbonis Tahara. According to Rav Masna, the Machlekes is as follows. The Tanakama holds Midai Raisa Seisr Esa Koil and maybe Karbonis Tumah. He must bring the Karbonis Tumah. Because in such a case, where the Naziris was disturbed because he became Tame, Lo Yamrina Miktasim Kekulai. While Rabbi Yehazah holds in the Seisr Ela Sheva because Benidma Amrina Miktasim Kekulai. The Naziris completes after a partial 30th day, even if he does become Tame before the Karbonis. According to Bar Pada, the Machlekes is as follows. The Tanakama holds Midrabbanan Seisr Esa Koil. However, in the maybe Karbonis Tuma, he does not bring the Karbonis Tuma because Gazrina Atum Efarish Leshem Yoim. While Rabbi Yehazah holds in the Seisr Ela Sheva because Le Gazrina Atum Efarish Leshem Yoim, the Chacham did not initiate this Gezerah. The Mishnah continues. However, Hareini Nazir Shleishim Yoim Nitma Yem Shleishim Seisr Esa Koil. If he was Mefarish and Naziris for 30 days, then both Tanakama and Rabbi Yehazah agree that if he became Tame on the 30th day, then all the previous days are cancelled. L'Rav Masna, the Tanakama is as before, Midaraisa Seisr Esa Koil, because Benitma Lo Yamrina Miktasim Kekulai. And even Rabbi Eliezer holds Midaraisa Seisr Esa Koil, because as Taisa explains, Bishleimim, he specified the Naziris for 30 full days, in which Lo Yishaycha Miktasim Kekulai. L'Bar Pada, the Kuli Amma Midaraisa Seisr Esa Koil, because Lo Yamrina Miktasim Kekulai. In the next case of that Mishnah, Hareini Nazir Meyo Yoim Nitma Yoim Meyo Seisr Esa Koil. If he was Mefarish and Naziris for 100 days, then if he becomes Tame on the 100th day, the Tanakama holds all the previous days are cancelled. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Eina Seisr Ela Shleishim Yoim. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees and says that only 30 days are cancelled. According to Rav Masna, Machlekes is as before. The Tanakama holds Midai Raisa Seisr Esa Koil because Benitma Lo Yamrina Miktasim Yoim Kekulai. While Rabbi Eliezer holds Midai Raisa Seisr, the previous days are cancelled Midai Raisa because Bishleimim, in which Lo Yishaycha Miktasayim Kekulai. However, in a Seisr Ela Shleishim, only 30 days are cancelled because Kesaver Nitma B'Yoim Alois in a Seisr Ela Shleishim. Rabbi Eliezer holds that when one becomes Tame on Yoim Alois, the last day in which the Naziris would be completed, then only 30 days are cancelled, because the Pasuk states, Zois Teres HaNazir B'Yoim Alois Yimei Nizrei, in which we say that HaTorah Amra, Nitma B'Yoim Alois, Ten Loi Toras Nazir. The Torah teaches that if one becomes Tame on Yoim Alois, he only needs to count an additional 30 days of his Stam Naziris. According to Rav Masna, the Machlekes is as before, L'kul Amma Seisr because Lo Yamrina Miktasim Kukuloi. However, the Tanakama holds Seisr Esa Koil because Kesaver Nitma B'Yoim Alois Seisr Esa Koil, while Rabbi Eliezer holds Eina Seisr Ela Shleishim because Kesaver Nitma B'Yoim Alois in the Seisr Ela Shleishim. The Gemara then cites a Machlekes Tanoim that seems to be the same as our Machlekes between Rav Masna and Bar Pada regarding the duration of a Stam Naziris. The Pasuk states, Kol Yimei Neda Nizri Tar Lo Yava Al Reishai Ad Meleis HaYamim V'Gaymer. Shema'ani Miyut Yamim Shnayim. This would imply that Naziris is only for 2 days. However, B'Yeshia says that based on the second half of the Pasuk, which says, Kadosh Yia Gadol Pera, and since in Gidol Sar Pachas Mishleishim, growing here is no less than 30 days, we must say that Naziris is a minimum of 30 days. And as the Rosh explains, this is alluded in the word Yia, which is equivalent to 30. Rabbi Yainson says, Ein Etzarach, Hareyu Eimer Ad Malei Sayamim. We can derive that a Naziris is more than just 2 days from the very same words of Ad Malei Sayamim. What the Pasuk is saying is that the minimum Naziris extends until a time period that needs to be completed. If so, then e elu hein yam shutzichim lamalis habayim shleishim. We must say it alludes to the lunar month, which is really 29.5 days, and therefore needs to be adjusted to either a complete 30 days or only 29 days. This, as the Gemara would seem to indicate, that Rabbi Yeshia holds stam naziris shleishim yoim, and Rabbi Yenison holds stam naziris chavtes yoim. and that Rav Masna follows Rav Yeshua, while Bar Prada follows Rav Yonasan. The Gemara answers that while Bar Prada does indeed follow only Rav Yonasan, however, Rav Masna can explain that both Rav Yeshua and Rav Yonasan would agree with him that Stam Nazir Shleshim Yoim, because their argument is not at all based on Stam Naziris, but rather Ba'ad Ve'ad B'chlal Pligi, whether the word Ad, until, means including or excluding. Rav Yeshua holds Ad V'loyad B'chlal, it means excluding. Therefore, he cannot derive Stam Nazir Shleshim Yoim from the words of Ad Malois HaYamim alone, because Ad Malois, which refers to the last day of Naziris, is not included in the count, which would indicate only 29 days. Therefore, he quotes the second part of the pasuk of God Leperet to teach 30 days. While Rabbi Yonasan holds Ad V'ad B'chlal, which means including, therefore we can derive Stam Nazir Shleshim Yoim from the words of Ad Malois HaYamim, because the last day of Naziris is included in the count, giving us 30 days.